D&D
doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
Hello, Invisible Ears. It's part three of our fight with the Mud Boils. There were three at first, two medium-sized and one big beefy fella. Nyx managed to get the two smaller ones fighting each other, and the ferocious boulder kept bashing away at the big one. But then it grabbed me and lifted me up into the air and started squeezing me. Lucky for me that mud is slippy, I suppose, because I was able to wriggle out, and from then on I kept my distance. Instead, I hurled my sword like a javelin, and can you believe it? I hit it, and it popped in a shower of mud. But was it all over? Nope. I think Nyx thought it was, because he dived into the mud pit and started doing what looked very much like wallowing to me. But horrors, where the big mud boil had spattered down, three small mud boils popped up. Now, they might not be as big, but they're definitely as bad-tempered. I want to get out of here, but Nyx is still in the mud. What's he trying to D&D do?
Some patches of bubbles coming up. I don't know where they've gone.
Nyx, look! There's three more! Oh, my word!
I think he's going to... He's quite a nippy little dude. He's going to run around the mud pit, but keeping his distance from the three mud boils, and he's trying to get to you.
Oh.
Can we just get out of here?
But after Tack, it's the three new mud boils.
Oh, dear.
They're going to start making their way towards you, and one of them is going to get an attack of opportunity on Tack as he runs round.
Got ya.
And there's also the boulder at the edge as well, which is on the far side. So they're basically going to peel off one each
and try and
attack. So Tack is running round to you, but one is going to get an attack of opportunity on him, but they're all at disadvantage.
Yeah.
So...
careful, Tech.
And he's just...
Oh, it's so sticky.
This is just not your natural environment.
Oh, that's good. A nine.
Oh, nice.
A nice low nine. So...
we'll have it.
Yeah, that'll work, won't it? Nine. It swings. This mud boil isn't quite close enough. Tack's got a bit of speed on him and swipes but misses.
In your face, mud boil.
So there's one is bearing down on Nyx.
Ah, I've had enough of these muddy marauders.
So does a one hit?
No.
Okay.
Not a sausage.
Right, so just, too far away. These ones, they're like those little dogs that think they're much bigger than they actually are. And so he just misjudges, there's no point.
Little yappy type mud
boil. Little yappy type mud boil. Second one is going to go for the boulder, which is still on the side, or the little rock that's still on the side of the shore. Does a 13 hit? No, and misses.
Great. How's the rock looking?
The rock's looking well hard.
Yeah?
Yeah, very muddy. And then the last one is going to come for Tack. So the mud boil would still be rolling at disadvantage because he's dodging. So, let's see. An 8 would not hit, and neither would a 7.
Yes.
So, wow, they've only just formed. Everything must be still a bit blurry for them. They haven't hit anyone. All right.
They're young. They're naive. They know nothing of the world.
They think they know everything. Yeah. It's the boulder.
Go, boulder. Get rolling. At them, not away. We need all the help we can get.
You notice that it starts to move again, as if on a central point, and then starts tumbling and rolling.
Curious.
And the light starts to build up from inside, starts deep within the rock, swells outwards until the whole thing is luminescent, all lit up with this bright light, and then there's a sudden flash, and Unix, you feel this wash of light come rushing over you.
Does it smell good?
The sniff is good.
The sniff is good. I'll take it in.
And it heals you for 5 points of damage.
Wonderful. I was getting very tatty around the edges.
Yeah, your tatters were frayed. Your frays were tattered.
Right, I was on 4. I've just gone up to me top, which is 7.
Oh, you're looking juicy again.
Oh, green and plump.
And very, very muddy.
Thank you. I recognise your smell and it is good.
The boulder starts to, you see it turn its head. You're getting a sense of which way's forward for this little stone now, and you see that it's turned its attention back to the mud boil closest to it.
Right.
And now it's Nick's.
Right then. Well,
I just need to interject a little bit.
Okay,
actually,
please do.
With Nick's. Nick's has been casting quite a bit of magic so far in this.
I can see where this is going.
During this fight so far.
Something's surging.
Yeah, Nick's can probably feel the wild magic charge starting to build up inside him. So the connection that you have with the magic of Meraki is very deep and pure. But the barriers that other magic users might face whilst training, learning how to use all these different spells, which you don't have those barriers, and they might be very frustrating to those who are learning the magic, but it does actually keep them safe. And Nyx doesn't have...
Boring!
Yeah, I thought Nyx doesn't experience magic in the same way as this.
They call that proficient. I call that dull.
So I was just wondering, what is it like for Nyx when he's been casting magic?
I think he starts getting a real sort of flow of almost tidal on a sort of micro scale. You know, his mohawk's crackling more and his, you know, his eyes starting to get a bit twitchy. And all this like elemental power is sort of surging up from the ground and from the atmosphere around him.
Wonderful. You're feeling this energy, which is, as you say, it's coming up from the ground, which is where Nyx came from, but also from every living thing in Meraki. Is kind of, it's like it's drawing into, as if your skin's porous and you're filling up and up and up and the charge is building and it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, there's like this sort of like pulsating sort of wow, wow, wow.
A bit wub wub,
yeah. I'm feeling the elemental base.
Gob wub.
Base lines.
Cool. So you're going to have to roll for a wild magic surge. Now, this is if you roll a d20. Nyx has it pretty good with his magic, I think. So I think, you know, you don't really have the chance to escape this. You've cast 3 spells, so now something is going to happen.
All right. Yeah, okay. Fair. Right, I'm rolling my d20. Alright. I'm rolling.
Okay.
Are you ready? 11.
Okay, so if you could roll a d4.
Right, d4.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's a 1.
Okay, you get a 1 temporary hit point.
Oh, nice. I'm up to 8. I'll do that as a... specifically as a temp. Oh no.
Yeah.
There's a box here and everything. Temporary hit points. 1 in a box. That felt great.
Mud, I mean, there you are in the mud as well. You're back in your element, as it were. And it's as if you're able to just... The surge building up in you acts as a kind of conduit between you and the mud itself, and you're able to extract the essence of mudness from the mud so that it rejuvenates your cells, and you are, well, you're feeling pretty good.
Oh, great. This is like being back in the swamp. I've been getting soft round the edges being in that log cabin.
You're getting a bit crispy.
Yeah, I've had it too good for too long. I need to moisten up.
Brilliant.
Get my frog on.
Oh. Does Nick say the light just sort of just go up to his nose?
Oh,
like that,
yeah, just make some little bubbles.
Yeah.
Poking his ears out.
Is that what you're doing now?
No.
No, okay. What's Nick's going to do?
I'm going to, with my revitalised being, I'm going to rush forward and I'm going to shocking grasp the closest little mud boil.
Well, that's a good idea. Shocking grasp worked very well last time, didn't it?
So that's
it?
My cantrip.
Yeah.
1d8 lightning damage.
Yeah.
So I've got hit first.
Okay.
Oh, nah. That's a 5.
No, that misses, I'm afraid. You're still quite weighted down by the mud at this point.
Every single of my many pockets is just, like, full of mud now. Which is great.
Yeah.
All my little knick-knacks and do-what-sits are had a nice bathe. They probably feel as good as I do.
So it's taxed to go next, and he's just been swiped at, so he's going to turn and he's going to go for that one.
Great.
With his short sword and misses.
Oh.
And then it's the mud boils, so the first one that's on you does a 8 hit.
Nah.
And the one that's going for tack does a, what's that, 5 hit. No. And then what's going for the boulder, 10. No. Everyone, jeez, it's just a mess. It's just absolute, people are slipping, even the things that are made of mud are slipping in the mud.
Yeah. It's just chaos.
So the boulder is going to go for the one closest,
right,
to it.
We can do this, come on team.
And misses. Nick's.
Right, what am I doing? I'm going to do shocking grasp again.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it cantrip. Come on. 7.
Misses.
Ah.
Tack. I never added my thing on.
What thing?
My attack bonus.
Oh, yeah.
Right, well, that's Tack was doing that thing. He was trying to get his short sword out of the scabbard again. He's got the short sword out of the scabbard this time, and he's going to go for 19.
Nice,
so
come on.
So that would be a 23. So he hits, and that's... he's very good, actually. Oh, 1 plus 3 points of damage. Oh, that gets it.
Nice.
That's only a little one. Boom. Right, mud boils go. There's 2 left. There's a one that's on you, Nyx. Does a 11 hit?
It doesn't.
Misses. And then the one that's
I duck deftly out of the way.
Boulder. Misses. It's the boulder's turn.
All right.
And the boulder's going to bash at it.
Oh.
And hits.
Yes.
Yes. And does, come on, 4 points of damage.
You beautiful boulder.
That's that one gone.
Right.
Yeah, it is. It's Nick's.
All right, back to me. I'm going to do it again. Right, come on. 8.
Misses.
Ow.
Tack is going to go for the one on you.
I think my claw is malfunctioning here.
7 plus... That's not going to do it, is it? Oh, does it? That hits.
Yes.
So, roll a d6. 6! Splat!
Mighty blow.
Go away! And the final mud boil explodes into a spray of mud.
After a bit of a moment and just like, can I make a perception check just to make sure that nothing's...
yeah, make a perception.
Going to sneak up on us. No more surprises. Right. 2. Watch out! They could come from anywhere. From the sky, from the ground.
On a 2, you see something moving in the mud, you dive for it, grab it.
I'm just going.
And as you do so, at the same time, something grabs your foot. And then you realise it's you grabbing your own foot.
I love you. Oh.
Are you going to stay in the mud?
No, I'll get out.
You're getting out.
Yeah.
Okay, so you...
I sort of like, you know, I'll climb out of the mud and then I'll sort of, you know, I'll rub it around, you know, give my skin a bit of a moisturise, you know, just wipe it over my face a bit and just let it dry there, get all nice and crusty.
Quite muddy, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't worry, the nice bit is, right? Once the sun's, like, baked you a little bit,
yeah,
you can all peel it off and it's dead crusty. Oh, it's so satisfying.
Right. Is there anything that Nix would like to do at this point?
I would like to walk over to this beautiful elemental boulder. And I want to take a deep goblin bow and say, "Thank you, beautiful elemental boulder. You honour us."
Okay. Well, I'll roll for the boulder. Is that six?
Six.
It doesn't appear to be paying you any attention at all. It appears to be looking into the mud.
Mm.
Very occasionally sort of move side to side as you might do if you were looking.
Yeah.
For something.
Could I, I'll talk directly to the boulder. You know, trying to use a bit of my sort of chaotic magic intuition, if you will. Are you still thinking that those mud malarkeys are still about? Or are you looking for something else, I wonder?
You can make an animal handling check.
That would be wisdom, which I have
plus two. Right.
That only rolls ones.
Right.
We don't use that one anymore.
You're banned.
Unless we want to roll ones.
You're going in dice jail.
Yes.
Judgment is passed. So that's a three.
That's a three. It gives no indication of hearing you or engaging with you. But it suddenly just sort of darts forward a little bit and then starts to sort of jiggle and move a little bit as if excited. Mm. And you notice that there's some movement in the mud.
All right. Here, Tech. I think this boulder's looking for something. Maybe you could try.
More,
I mean, I'm not picking up a lot.
For a roll for perception, then.
Yeah.
Tack rolls with advantage. Tack's got pin drop hearing. Oh, well, that's brilliant anyway.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah.
What do you reckon?
Look! And you follow Tack's quavering little finger. not his little finger. Perhaps he points with his little finger.
He might,
his
yeah.
quavering little finger. Into the mud. Not far from where the big boulder is. And you see there is actually some movement. And as you watch, four and then five small shapes move out of the mud. Just little pebbles.
Oh, look at that.
Just, there's a larger one, there's a really small one, and then there's three sort of in between.
Yeah.
And they're all drenched in mud, but they go over to the big boulder, and they just kind of roll themselves onto the big boulder. Until they're kind of on top.
Oh, wonderful. Are those bit? Maybe they got bashed off you in that fight. You fought very bravely, Rock.
He did, didn't it? It was like he just kept bashing at that big, massive creature. What was going on with that creature? I mean, what is going on with this rock? What is going on? Well, that is my point. Like, I'm going to do a list. My list is, what is going on with this rock? What is going on with this mud?
What is going on?
Right. What you need, I think, and you know, this might be a stab in the dark, are some answers. To ease that fretting mind of yours.
I want to know, do I need to be running in any particular direction? Let me do another list. Do I want to be running that way? Do I want to be running that way?
What?
And as Tak said that, the little rock starts moving. It's moving towards Tak.
No, no, no,
says Tak. Boulder keeps going.
I'll try and... Tak, it's all right. I've got you.
It's getting closer.
Just be calm. I'll put my muddy goblin hand out putting it out there for like a small dog to like have a sniff at, so it knows that we're not a threat.
Oh, you know? Nice. Okay.
No fast movements. Let it have a little sense of you.
Okay.
And the boulder continues to roll right up to him, and the little pebbles on top, they kind of roll themselves, but they roll so they can stay on top, if that makes sense. Yeah. They're rolling and the bigger one's rolling, and it rolls right up to Tak's leg and stays there, and Tak goes very, very still.
Right.
And nothing happens.
Now what, Nix? What's it doing? What's it doing, Nix? It's not doing anything. Let's write a list of all the things it isn't doing. It's not leaving. It's not attacking. It's not attacking. Okay. Right, so, well.
Well, we'll just let it have its little moment.
It makes, yeah, it's, yeah, it just stays there. It just stays there.
All right, maybe have a very gentle walk, like just a few steps back, nice and slow.
All right, if it does anything, you've got to go for it, Nix, okay? You've got to stop it, all right?
I think we're all right. Let's just see what happens. Alright, podlings. Thanks for having our backs in that battle. It was good to know you were there. How do I know you're there? Well, sometimes I just get these knowings. Like I've got with this boulder. I just know that it is an honourable stone. I'm sure of it. It healed me earlier, remember? But poor Tak, he don't know it yet. There he goes, far from what I would call relaxed. Can you see how Tak's heels don't touch the ground? Mine do. I think yours do too, don't they? Tak's got those ziggy-zaggy legs some creatures have. All the better for springing away. There's a space between Tak's heel and the ground, see? And the boulder seems to like that space very much. It's tucked itself under there and is rolling along quite happily. And look at those fine little pebbles rolling with it. Ah, sweet as a baby bog lump. I'm starting to get an inkling. An inkling of what this boulder is and where it's from. Have you? But it's time to say farewell for now, marvellous podlings. As old Nan would say, love what you do, what you love. She frequently talks in circles, does old Nan. Well, they're more sort of ovals with lumps and bumps. Sometimes it's a rhombus. Ever seen a rhombus? They're incredible. They're also known as a goblin square.
Oh, yeah.